Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano, and tonight the NFL has a new most valuable player.
And the AP most valuable player presented by Invisalign is... Josh Allen.
Okay.
Allen led the Buffalo Bills to a fifth straight AFC East title.
I'd like to acknowledge the other nominees. Jared, Joe, Saquon, Lamar all had great seasons and all could be standing here today, and you guys would be deserving of it. So you guys are true stewards of the game. I look up to you guys. I admire you guys. I just look forward to sharing the gridiron in the future with you guys, too.
CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett is looking into security and conflict of interest issues involving Elon Musk and his Department of Government Efficiency Task Force.
Elon Musk, personally, has about $2.6 billion in federal contracts with his various companies. He now, even on a read-only mode, knows everything about every other federal contractor, some of whom are competitors. He knows every single thing about them, when they get paid, what they get paid.
A federal judge, meanwhile, has blocked President Trump's plan to push out federal employees by offering them financial incentives. That decision came just hours before this midnight deadline for workers to apply for the program. On a 53-47 vote tonight, the Senate confirmed Russell Vought to head the Office of Management and Budget. More from CBS's Stacey Lynn.
He was one of the architects of Project 2025. And even though Democrats warned he was Trump's most dangerous nominee, he was confirmed and returns to lead OMB for a second time. He'll play a key role in implementing the president's goals, developing the White House's budget, policy priorities, and rules.
With nationwide egg shortages on the rise, Costco shoppers have been spotted wheeling out eggs by the carts full. Police in Pasadena, California, have released body cam footage of officers who ran into burning buildings during the L.A. area wildfires. CBS News Los Angeles reporter Amanda Starantino has taken a look.
In these intense moments where many would run away, Pasadena police officers ran into the flames, risking their lives to save countless others.
Hey, if this building goes, we're going to stand in this building with these people. They're not going to die while I'm in here. All right, I'm dying with them.
Detective Marshawn McIntosh, one of about 90 officers that immediately responded to the call for help as buildings were consumed by the fire.
Telescopes around the world have spotted a monster radio jet streaming from a quasar dating back to the first 1 billion years of the universe. At doubled the width of our Milky Way galaxy, this jet of radio waves is the biggest ever detected in the early universe. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
More trade deals by the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. We told you about the Bucks trading 33-year-old Chris Middleton to the Wizards for two players, Kyle Kuzma and former UWM star Patrick Baldwin. Today, the Bucks sent Baldwin and some cash to the San Antonio Spurs. That opened up a roster spot for Milwaukee, so they traded third-year man Marjon Beauchamp to the Clippers for Kevin Porter Jr., a 24-year-old point guard. Last night, the Bucks added Jericho Sims, a fourth-year center from the Knicks, for guard DeLon Wright. Meanwhile, the Bucks beat the Hornets last night in Charlotte, 112-102. That ended a four-game losing streak. Afterwards, Brooke Lopez talked about when he learned that the team had traded Chris Middleton.
I wasn't aware of it until Doc mentioned it at a film session, so it definitely hit me as a shock. You know, I've known Chris for a long time now, you know, I've got to know him personally, so I had to fight from tearing up a little bit, honestly. You know, it's an emotional moment for me.
That's the Bucks' Brooke Lopez. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. For your superhero fans and animation lovers, Invincible Season 3 has come out on Prime Video. It follows Mark Grayson, Stephen Yang, as an average teenager who discovers he's a son of the all-powerful Omni-Man. Soon after, he learns that he has powers too, when he finds out his father was actually sent to enslave the Earth and not protect it. He's forced to choose between humanity and family. The show has debuted with a 100% fresh critic score. Get y'all of Season 3 on Prime Video. The first trailer for Marvel's Fantastic Four, First Steps, has dropped, seeing Pedro Pascal as Reed Richards, Vanessa Kirby as Sue Storm, Joseph Quinn as Johnny Storm, and the Bears' Ebon Moss-Bachrach becoming Ben Grimm, a.k.a. The Thing. It's a fast trailer that shows what you can expect from CGI to the cast as the characters. Check out the trailer on YouTube. Fantastic Four First Steps hits theaters July 25th of this year. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Stars, a few clouds around in the overnight. A decreasing breeze as lows drop to between 0 and 5 above. A mix of clouds and sunshine for your Friday with highs in the upper teens to around the 20-degree mark. Winter storm watch goes into effect Friday night. Right now, it's 10.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Join me this week as we talk to my friend and national figure Adam Kinzinger in what will be certain to be an incredible conversation.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. Our lone guest of the day, Phil Itner, is on the line with us, the veteran war correspondent based out of Kyiv, Ukraine, a host of the podcast On the Edge, which you can find wherever fine podcasts are available. Also on YouTube, Philip Itner, P-H-I-L-I-P-I-T-T-N-E-R, itnerphilip.bluesky.social is his Blue Sky handle. Phil, welcome back to the program. I have so many questions for you. First off, anything you want to tell us about what's going on in Ukraine right now? What's on the top of your mind?
Well, there's a lot going on, but the thing that is still most troubling to me is the future of USAID here in Ukraine. We're already hearing of officials working with them, foreign national, U.S. nationals, being sent home. They're already getting on planes and leaving. And there's a lot of concern here because the support the USAID gives to Ukraine, in particular, includes things like, you know, housing for people who have fled the fighting, food for those very same people, and clothing, and, you know, find all the things that need to come with being an internally displaced person. But in addition to that, they're doing things like providing generators to get people through the winter, or they're doing things like training on how to hold an election if you know, when eventually martial law is lifted. How is an election going to be held? Well, there are trainers in country that are teaching people that. Supporting journalists who are investigating all number of things, including Russian war crimes. All of these things fall under the umbrella of USAID. And despite what is clearly a Russian information warfare campaign about extravagant costs of, you know, bringing over Sean Penn or, Angelina Jolie, that's the latest, you know, trend I see out there that is so clearly an information warfare campaign, saying things like $20 million to bring Angelina Jolie to Ukraine. Well, that's ridiculous. I worked within, for a very brief period of time, blink and you would have missed it, I was VOA bureau chief in Islamabad and in Kabul. And that meant, effectively, I was working for the State Department. So I had to go through the process of what it is to get funds appropriated to you to get things done. And a $20 million bill to invite Angelina Jolie to meet President Zelensky is so beyond the pale of fantasism that it's clearly done by somebody who doesn't understand how the government works, USAID, the State Department. It's fiction. It is clearly being manufactured somewhere. And I think I would hazard a guess that it's being manufactured in Moscow. Look, Tom, I have been a foreign correspondent for 30 years, my entire professional career, and I have been at the sharp end of the stick. I have been out where USAID is doing its very best, Have I seen incompetence? Have I seen waste? Have I seen mismanagement? Have I seen confusion and mass miscommunication? Yes, but this is a large government organization. I have seen all of those things happen, but equally I have seen real human lives saved and society, civil society bolstered by efforts of USAID. It is not a perfect organization by any stretch of the imagination, but it is also a target of despots and people like Vladimir Putin, who of course see USAID as a threat to their dominance because it fosters civil society. That makes it a threat to people like Vladimir Putin. Has it been abused? Yes. Has it been misused and as a cover for, kind of malign interests of our intelligence community? I have no doubt. It is a very flawed organization. I have heard complaints by people in the organization who know better than anybody. But it, all by and large, does more good than harm. And removing it from the world stage is going to remove a huge chunk, if not the primary chunk, of U.S. soft power. It's exactly what people like those who sit in the Kremlin or in, despotic, regimes around the world would like to see happen.
Yeah, when I heard that they were shutting down USAID, knowing that I believe it was $26 billion of their budget last year, about half their budget went to Ukraine, I thought, okay, Trump and Musk have been in regular contact with Putin for the last 2 years. Of course they're going to shut down USAID. It's one of the main things that's keeping Ukraine alive. And there's a virtual media blackout about this here in the United States, Phil. It's just, nobody is putting two and two together on this in the major media landscape, that they went after USAID first because it was, it was the main thing that's holding Ukraine together. It's incredible. I understand that France and one other country have, started delivering F-35s or F-16s or whatever, F-16s. Okay. Tell me what's going on with that?
The French actually delivered some Mirage. These are fourth generation fighter jets, so an equivalent of the F-16. But the Dutch indeed did deliver a number of F-16s. I don't know the exact number. I think it's actually being held, for operational security.
Sure.
But the Dutch have made very strong statements of support when the F-16s were released by the United States, that they would also support Ukraine by sending F-16s, and it appears as though they are arriving. So the air war is still a very huge section of what is going on here. So, as America sadly seems to be withdrawing, we can hope that the Europeans will, step up in a significant way. And, this Dutch deployment or this delivery of F-16s is a good sign for Ukraine.
Right. What's the general status of the war right now? The last time we talked, it seemed that Russia was making some incremental but meaningful gains in some areas, and that there was a risk that many of the Ukrainian troops in the, was it Kursk region, where they've invaded Russia, that they were at risk there, that there was a big effort to cut them off. And I've also heard that the North Korean troops have basically said, screw it, we're not going to fight anymore. What's the deal?
We do have good information that the North Korean troops have been taken off the line. Whether or not they're going to completely withdraw from the theater of operations, we don't know yet. The Russians continue to make incremental advances in Donbass. But again, I reiterate, and I've said on this program before, and I'll say it again, these are incremental, very small advances. And in total, actually, as it would be awful for Ukraine to lose the Donbass, but losing the Donbass doesn't achieve anything that Russia really needs to do. And what Russia really needs to do, if it's going to claim a victory in this war, is to change the regime in Kiev. That's not going to happen. And take back control of the Black Sea so that it can safely put its Black Sea fleet back on the Crimean Peninsula at the naval base in Sevastopol. And that ain't going to happen. Odessa is going to remain in Ukrainian hands and be a potential threat to Russian assets on the Crimean Peninsula. So while they may lose Donbass and lose the mineral interests there, which is worth discussing because Trump is apparently floating the balloon of making a transactional deal with Ukraine that those minerals would pay for the military support. But then it's also worth mentioning that in Kursk just today, although that front has been relatively stagnant, it appears that the Ukrainians have opened up a completely new front line in the Kursk region by going southeast of a crucial transportation hub at a place called Suzhou. They've gone south and east from there. So they're opening up an entirely new front in Kursk, showing that they're able to take offensive measures as well. So there's nothing monumental. There's no monumental shift. That Kursk exchange is, you know, if it is successful and they can take that ground and hold on to it, that I might change my assessment. But what's happening in Donbass is nothing extraordinary that we haven't seen before. Very small gains by Russian forces for extremely large losses in men and materiel. And again, I reiterate that Donbass is not as strategically important, and it certainly isn't enough to make this anything more than a Pyrrhic victory for Moscow and Vladimir Putin.
Remarkable stuff. Phil Itner, check out, subscribe to his On the Edge podcast. You can also check out his YouTube channel, Itner Philip on Blue Sky and on Twitter. Phil, thanks so much for dropping by. It's always great hearing from you. I appreciate the great work you're doing there. And our best to Ukraine.
All right. Thank you, Tom. Good talking to you.
Thank you, Phil. 16 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So Bernie Sanders has some strong words. Elon Musk and his kids are inside Medicare right now. And a federal judge just blocked them from Treasury. I'll tell you about that after this.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert, the,
right?
Yeah, that was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like
right, yeah, lean left, great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff. They just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you gotta stop collecting whatever you enjoy, Just make sure you're paying down your high-interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbell, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types, as they make up about 90% of the collagen in your body. A lot of other brands use a rainbow of fillers and fibers, but all you really need to get maximum benefits are types 1 and 3. It's also completely flavorless. You can put it in anything, coffee, smoothies, whatever. Because a Native Path recipe is a peptides formula. It's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed into the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Louise and I put it in our coffee every morning. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over a million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. They even have an 800 number you can call for recipes and information. And best of all, and talk to a real human. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit GetNativePath.com/Hartman, G-E-T, GetNativePath.com/Hartman, and start your transformation today. GetNativePath.com/Hartman.
The king walks tall, crown shining bright, no one dare stand and fight. The light turns green, he moves ahead, while the ones who swore to stop him turn and bow instead. Is tyranny
past the hour? Welcome back, Elon Musk. This is what's interesting to me about this. During the breaks, I check all the news sites. I just looked at the Washington Post, the New York Times, and the Financial Times, and because I was looking for information on the Democratic filibuster in the Senate. Not a single article in any of the three about that, which is very disappointing. But I had seen on Blue Sky this morning that a federal judge had blocked Elon Musk from the Treasury Department. And again, nothing about that in the New York Times, nothing about that in the Washington Post, but the Financial Times, top story, front of the page, Elon Musk barred from accessing U.S. Treasury payments data. Federal Judge Colleen Collar Cottley
put a temporary order in place after Musk boasted that his team at the government Department of Government Efficiency was rapidly shutting down Treasury remittances, apparently having gained access to the system that disperses trillions of dollars. And so basically she said, no, you can't do this. Now, we'll see. You know, we'll see how this plays out. We'll see if they follow the law, if they follow the court order. I think that's going to be a really big deal. If they defy the court order, you know, we've got a whole brand new set of problems. And it wouldn't surprise me at all, but we'll see. Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders wrote a great piece. You can read it over on Common Dreams or on Bernie's website. It's titled, Trump Has No Right to Move Us to Oligarchy, Authoritarianism, and Kleptocracy. And he says, in my view, the Trump administration is moving this country very aggressively into an oligarchic form of society where extraordinary power rests in the hands of a small number of unelected multibillionaires. The Trump administration is moving this country very aggressively into an authoritarian society where the rule of law and our Constitution are being ignored and undermined in order to give more power to the White House and the billionaires who now control our government. And he adds, in my view, the Trump administration is moving this country very rapidly toward a kleptocracy where the function of government is not to serve the people of America, but to enrich those who are in power. He says, we're not seeing a government of the people, by the people, or for the people. Quite the contrary, we're seeing a government of the billionaire class, by the billionaire class, and for the billionaire class, and it's not being done secretly. Yeah. Go get them, Bernie. Meanwhile, Emily Gooden writing over at the Daily Mail that Musk's team with the Department of Government Efficiency has been on site at the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, where they received access to key payment and contracting systems, according to the Wall Street Journal. They've accessed similar systems at Treasury and Labor, and USAID has been entirely shut down. Speaking of Medicare, Elon Musk confirmed the news, writing on X, yeah, this is where the big money fraud is happening. Medicare spends about $1.5 trillion a year. So keep an eye on this one and keep an eye on your Medicare benefits. And finally, Donald Trump, a 6 a.m. post on Truth Social says, Gaza? Oh, yeah, no, if we take it over, we're going to turn it back over to Israel, right? We'll pay for the repair. We'll put our soldiers at risk. We'll make all this happen. But although he does say no soldiers by the U.S. would be needed, stability for the region would reign. He says the Gaza Strip would be turned over to the United States by Israel at the conclusion of fighting. Right. The Palestinians, people like Chuck Schumer would have, you know, people like Chuck Schumer would have been resettled. Good grief. Oh, God. All right. What's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of this break here at the bottom of the hour. It's 27 minutes past the hour. Stay tuned. It's the Tom Hartman Program, defending America from the weapons of mass deception.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with you.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finished their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. Josh Allen of the Buffalo Bills has been voted the AP's NFL Most Valuable Player.
I know this is an individual award and it says Most Valuable Player on it, but I think it's derived from team success, and I love my team.
Lawsuits are piling up against Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency Task Force. CBS's Ed O'Keefe reports the Treasury Department is a focus of concern over personal data being accessed by the Musk team, allegedly violating privacy laws.
They will file suit in the coming days to try to block DOGE's access, believing it's an extra legal or illegal attempt to potentially jeopardize the personal data of Americans.
With eggs in short supply due to the bird flu, some customers are hoarding them. Mike Hahn arrived as a Costco opened up to stock up.
All the eggs, substitutes were gone. Everything was gone at 10 o'clock. Not fair to the people who can't be here because they're working at 9 a.m. in the morning.
Some Costco stores are now limiting shoppers to 3 cartons per person. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. Well, the big game is this Sunday, and with that comes funny, maybe outdated, and sometimes horrible commercials. A few brands have already rolled out their commercials, like Pringles, who features Adam Brody, that centers on the fear of running out of Pringles. Michelob Ultra takes us to pickleball, where Willem Dafoe and Catherine O'Hara compete as a team for a glass of Ultra. Catch the commercials, and maybe Travis Kelce proposing to Taylor Swift after the Super Bowl. Catch it this Sunday at 5:30 p.m. If you're looking to hit the theaters or stay in, here are a couple movies that are releasing this week. Renner, starring Marcia Gay Harden and Frankie Muniz, is about a computer genius that invents an AI life coach to help him find love. But things change when he accidentally programmed his mother into the code. Kinda Pregnant stars Amy Schumer as Lainey. As her plans to settle down and start a family fall apart, she puts a fake baby bump and tells a lie and accidentally falls for her dream guy. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
More trade deals by the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. We told you about the Bucks trading 33-year-old Chris Middleton to the Wizards for two players, Kyle Kuzma and former UWM star Patrick Baldwin. Today, the Bucks sent Baldwin and some cash to the San Antonio Spurs. That opened up a roster spot for Milwaukee, so they traded third-year man Marjon Beauchamp to the Clippers for Kevin Porter Jr., a 24-year-old point guard. Last night, the Bucks added Jericho Sims, a fourth-year center from the Knicks, for guard DeLon Wright. Meanwhile, the Bucks beat the Hornets last night in Charlotte, 112-102. That ended a four-game losing streak. Afterwards, Brooke Lopez talked about when he learned that the team had traded Chris Middleton.
I wasn't aware of it until Doc mentioned it in a film session, so it definitely hit me as a shock. You know, known Chris for a long time now, you know, I've got to know him personally, so I had to fight from tearing up a little bit, honestly. You know, it was an emotional moment for me.
That's the Bucks' Brooke Lopez. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Stars, a few clouds around in the overnight. A decreasing breeze as lows drop to between 0 and 5 above. A mix of clouds and sunshine for your Friday with highs in the upper teens to around the 20-degree mark. Winter storm watch goes into effect Friday night. Currently 8 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Thomas Crapper Day, the guy that invented the toilet, and that's why they call it the crapper. This guy created a legendary device, the turlet,
yep.
And we rewarded him by naming said turds after this guy's last name. That wasn't the case for Phil Orgasm. That didn't stick. But for whatever reason, Tom Crapper, this is your day. Rejoice. We'll all have one in your honor.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6 rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, 2.5 weeks into the Trump administration, we're going to talk to Randy Manner, retired Major General from the U.S. Army, and get some of his impressions. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Don't let Christian nationalism dominate our laws and values. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's at the end, to 511-511 to become a member and protect the rights of free thinkers everywhere. That's FFRF, like free, you know, Freedom From Religion Foundation, FFRF.us/Hartman, or text Hartman to 511-511. Text fees may apply. FFRF.us/Hartman.
But behind the curtain, shadows stole the day. Perched from the rose, voices erased. An election twisted, democracy disgraced. But Greg Palast hit the trail with truth as his guide, exposing the schemes they tried to hide. He followed the balance, the games they spun. One clear fact, Trump lost suppression. Trump lost, but they rigged the game with vote suppression as their claim to fame. Greg shined the light.
46 minutes past the hour. Greg has turned that into a video over on YouTube. I don't know if it's on his gregpalast.com website or not, but I'm forgetting her name. Nicole Powers, who you know does his media stuff, put all these nice little video clips to it, and it's just great. It's a great song. Anyhow, 36 minutes past the hour. What's on your mind today? Let's pick up your calls here. Norma in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hey, Norma, what's up?
Hi, I've been listening to you since you started your show this morning, and I just wanted to ask you. You know, with everything that's going on, we're kind of like sitting ducks in a way. Okay, so, you know, we've got our Democratic leaders. They're there, but there's nothing they can do. We don't hold the power right now in Congress. And one of the issues is that, we keep saying our Democratic leaders. Well, guess what? We sent those guys to the U.S. Congress to fight for us, right? Mm-hmm. And right now their hands are tied. But we are the Democratic Party, we as individuals. And we're going to have to somehow, not just with protests, we have to fight like there's not a 2026 vote that's going to be allowed to us.
I agree.
And I mean, and one of the hardest things is that, you know, I look at, you know, the 12-year-old that I'm raising. What is he going to have?
Yeah.
You know, we have to really begin to look around because guess what? They're coming for us. They're going to come for us. What kind of fight do you want to give? And not to create violence either or fear. It's right here. We're in it.
Yep.
And you know, and just like the caller that called about the states, you know, somehow we've got to build our own coalitions in our states, but then also out there. We're not going to stop Trump unless we physically remove him, have him removed. Same thing with Elon Musk. Every Republican sold their soul. They're not going to fight.
No, they're not. But I don't think you're going to physically remove Trump. And the courts are trying to physically remove Musk. And we'll see how that plays out. But I get it, Norma. You know, as I said earlier today, there's basically just a couple of things that we have going for us. And these are the faint threads that are going to, you know, help us. Number one, the Democratic Party. And I am hoping that, you know, some real leadership, some people with real leadership skills will step forward. I would love to see Gavin Newsom on the news every night or somebody.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there isn't a theoretical head of the Democratic Party right now. I mean, arguably, it should be Kamala Harris, but she's apparently decided to shut up and go away. I'm not sure why.
Well, I think Tim Walz might be saying something. And the hardest part is you get this great program, and I wish it would come on to your show. You know, even if it's Urban View, it doesn't matter what it is. Progressive, you know, freespeech.tv, you know, connect with them if these leaders could.
Yeah, it's freespeech.org, by the way.
Out.
I get it, Norma. And, you know, we're trying to encourage Democrats to be speaking out. So anyhow, I said the three things. Number one is Congress, or is number one is Democrats. Number two is public opinion. And that's, you know, get out in the streets. And number three is the media. And we need to be holding the media to account, particularly when they sane-wash Trump and you know, waffle on these things. But Norma, thank you. Well said. Thank you so much. Ron in Berrien Springs, Michigan. Hey, Ron, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I wanted to talk a little bit about the military. Mm-hmm. According to the New York Times, there are 10 to 25,000 transgender military serving right now. And one of the first people who was blamed for the crash of the helicopter, who was piloting the helicopter, was a transgender woman who serves with the National Guard, I believe, is a combat veteran. And go ahead.
No, I was going to say she was not the pilot, but you're right. This was the right-wing meme all over, you know, X and everything else. Yeah.
Correct. And I learned about it that Smirconish had her on his show Saturday to explain the situation and the lies. But this is going to be, this is the military that, and those 10 to 25,000 transgender are among the most highly qualified and motivated within our military, according to records.
Yeah.
And the purge that the military is going to be conduct under Pete is it's yet to be seen, but he said he's going to replace it with a new draft.
Yeah, Trump signed the executive order yesterday or the day before to purge the military of transgender people.
Yes, but there's going to be a further purge of woke also of the military.
Yeah, which is code for black people in positions of authority.
Yes, and also people who have different views of military imperialism, let's say.
Yeah.
But the purge of that is to be replaced with a new draft. I can see already from my Vietnam veteran days that you're already taking a military, and it took probably half the Vietnam War to really turn the military within the military against the war and actively work against the war in Vietnam and all over every military base in the United States. This will quickly happen under a Trump forced military draft and dragooning of people.
Yeah.
So this thing is, you know, it may go their way for a while, but I can see the storm clouds brewing within our country, and Pete's already called for civil war. So strap it on, baby.
Yeah, I get it, Ron. I get it. Thanks for your insights. Dave in Auburn, California. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I want to talk about messaging a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Quit referring to Donald Trump as the president. He is the chief executive criminologist of the United States of America. Stop calling Republicans Republicans. They're obedient. So call the Republican Party obedient party. And the Republicans are not loyal because that implies that they believe in something. They don't believe it. They're just blindly obedient. And one last thing, if you can comment on QAnon for me. I'll take my comments off the air.
What do you know? What do you want to know about QAnon, Dave?
What it is, how it works, who runs it.
It's a cult that started online, apparently with a guy in the Philippines, that believes that the Democratic Party is filled with people who drink the blood of children to get their adrenochrome, you know, a hormone like adrenaline, and that you know, they're super into fundamentalist Christianity, and I mean, it's just this bizarre cult. And Mike Flynn is one of their big advocates, and to a large extent, they've integrated themselves into the GOP, so that you now have, you know, Republicans, including Donald Trump, using QAnon slogans and QAnon iconography in order to basically say to that cult or members of that cult, yeah, we're with you, or we're one of you, or please vote for us, that sort of thing. So
okay, well, keep in mind that messaging, if you would.
Yeah, you got it, Dave. You got it. But you can Google QAnon very easily. I mean, or you know, any search engine you want. It is 44 and a half minutes past the hour. We'll be shortly. I'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the true people's media. I'll be right back with your calls.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Thomas Crapper Day. The guy that invented the toilet, and that's why they call it the crapper. This guy created a legendary device, the turlet.
Yep.
And we rewarded him by naming said turds after this guy's last name. That wasn't the case for Phil Orgasm. That didn't stick. But for whatever reason, Tom Crapper, this is your day. Rejoice. We'll all have one in your honor.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
When I was just a kid, I had a wicked little plan. A paper bag of dog poop and a lighter in my hand. I'd sneak up to a porch, set the fire to a blaze, ring the bell and run off laughing. Oh, those were the days. But now I'm seeing flashbacks, and it's not so fun. There's a grown man in the White House pulling this on everyone. Each morning there's a package, flaming bright and strong. And America's left cleaning up. Yeah, this is Trump's ding-dong. Trump's ding-dong. Another flame.
Welcome back 10 minutes before the hour. Picking up your calls here, Brady in Dalton, Georgia. Hey, Brady, what's up?
Oh, nothing much, Tom. How are you doing today?
I am fine, thank you. I hope you are, too.
I'm doing good. The reason I called, Tom, is about the heist at the Treasury. And Elon Musk and his crew going in there taking all that data. I think one of the things that they're considering by taking all that data from Treasury and Medicare is they can take that data and they can use it to leverage the United States. They can say, look, if you don't switch to cryptocurrency, if you don't take your troops out of so-and-so, if you don't do this or that, we're going to flood, we're going to go into these sites and take people and stop their payments from coming. We're going to stop the Medicare payments from going out. We're going to stop paying vendors. We're going to stop paying everybody. We're going to bring you to your knees.
Yeah.
If you don't go to crypto, if we go to crypto, well, the dollar be value be worthless anyway once Elon Musk is out there running around with it, with all the data. I imagine people like Putin are investing in crypto. I imagine there's a lot of billionaires who inside that knew what was going to come with this 2025, which didn't happen overnight. I think they plan every step of this out. Pam Bundy over there at Justice, the first thing she does is make it easy for Putin to do more spying on us and stuff. It's quite diabolical. It's huge. It's comprehensive. And you mentioned to that lady that you didn't agree with force and that type of thing. And I understand that, Tom. That's a responsible position for you. You should take that position because you're not on the airways to create problems. You're not a Republican. You don't behave that way. But the people out here walking around in the world, in the United States, we have been groomed and taught that the Second Amendment is solving stuff with our guns and all that kind of stuff. When all else fails, that's going to be the default for the walking around folks out here. And I hate saying that. I'm not a proponent of that. But I know there are a lot of people out there, they're not proud, boys, but they're proud of the heritage. They believe in the United States. They believe in the Second Amendment. They believe in that as an option if it comes, push comes to shove.
Yeah. I don't think that using guns against our federal government is ever going to be a successful strategy.
I understand.
I really think that we need to do this through elections and through politicians. And if that fails, I mean, if Trump genuinely not just, you know, guts our government and shuts down, you know, nice social programs and you know, starves people around the world and here at home. But it goes beyond that and says, okay, no more elections we already have a problem right now. It's very difficult for any elected official to get past a primary if they do anything that offends billionaires, because any billionaire can just come in and knock out any politician in America, Democrat or Republican, and they all know it. And so,
Excuse me, I had to cut you off. But you mentioned the elections, and I'm glad you did. Remember when Trump was faking running for office, he said if he was elected, we won't have to worry about voting again.
Yeah.
And he meant that that's part of 2025 as well. You can't tell me that these things that happened in these states like North Carolina, where Trump won, but everybody down ballot lost, and that happened in several different states. You can't tell me that was happenstance. It just happened.
I think something really fishy is going on, too, Brady. I completely agree with you. Brady, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. You're so spot on. I really appreciate it. Joanne in Ocala, Florida. Hey, Joanne, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. I want to read something that I found on a Fox station. I think it's in Orlando, Fox 13. And it has to do with, okay, Florida governor proposal of $115.6 billion budget for the 2025-2026 fiscal year that, among other things, calls for a new sales tax holiday on guns and ammunition.
Oh, geez.
He called it, the Second Amendment summer sales tax holiday. Second Amendment is in quotations. Sales tax holiday between Memorial Day and the 4th of July and would temporarily remove sales taxes on ammunition, firearms, and related items.
Incredible.
Now, I know he was trying to set up a private police force.
Right.
Is he trying to make it easier to become part of a militia?
I think so, yeah. I mean, either the weapons industry has spiffed DeSantis big time, you know, giving him a lot of money or help in some way, or he is hoping that the civil war will start in Florida, with the militias, or both. I mean, you know, they're not mutually exclusive. Joanne, thank you for that. That's grim. Ed in Belfair, Washington. Hey, Ed, what's up?
Thank you for taking my call, Tom. If you're out there, overturned Citizens United. I wanted to talk about the Bible itself. I've read it. And it says in there that there's just one particular people that are the chosen ones. Isn't that a DEI book?
Yeah, I've read the Bible cover to cover four times. I used to read it to get myself to sleep every night. There's these Through the Bible in a Year Bibles, you know, where you read little pieces every night. And, it's pretty, you know, I mean, Jesus was Jewish, and you know, although Paul took it, you know, beyond Jesus. And of course, the Old Testament is entirely about Jewish people. So I don't think I'd call it DEI. It's one religion's, well, now two religions' histories, or arguably three, actually. Islam embraces the Bible. But, you know, if your point was, you know, Jesus saying, you know, welcome the stranger, you know, that can visit people in prison, feed the hungry, take care of the poor. Those kind of things, you know, Matthew 25, Matthew, you know, 5, 6, 7, the Sermon on the Mount, then it may well be. But, you know, that's a message that's never going to break through to these fundamentalists, these Christian nationalists. They're just, they're never going to go for it.
I just wanted to throw it out there.
Yeah.
Another thing I wanted to talk about real quick, people, I live around federal government here, don't take a buyout. Make them lay you off or furlough you because you can collect unemployment.
Well, the unions are saying that the buyouts may be a scam and that there were a bunch of lawsuits over Twitter where people said that they were given buyouts by Musk and then he never paid. So be careful. Be very careful. Ed, thanks for the call. We'll be back on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018.
That's 800-884-9018.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us for a Super Bowl preview party with Brady Ewing and Mike Clemens, and also Peter Rapine gives us a humorous look at the week in review. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The Trump administration is moving rapidly to turn the U.S. prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, into a massive immigration detention complex.
According to DHS officials, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem is planning on visiting Guantanamo Bay today to assess the administration's efforts to convert the U.S. naval base into a large-scale detention center that can hold as many as 30,000 migrants. So far, two U.S. military flights with nearly two dozen detainees with alleged ties to a notorious Venezuelan prison gang have been sent this week. Officials familiar with the deliberations tell CBS News the plan is to send flights on a daily basis. Stacy Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
The Trump administration